because that's that continuing action in the past. It's never going to go away. The power of what he accomplished in his death was to take all of those ordinances, all of that dogma, and nail it to the cross. And it's a continuous thing. You can go and look at it and realize the effect that it has on you right now here this morning. Yes, the blood still speaks. The blood still speaks. Every single thing that goes on that's, quote, wrong, the blood still speaks, because we have been forgiven. He has forgiven us all the transgressions. Not he's forgiven us all, he's forgiven us all the transgression. And again, that's not what we normally hear preached. That's not what we normally think, but that is what it says. So you're left with the idea that either you believe it or you don't. Well, that's true too. But the idea, and we're going to, okay. What about the sin? I mean, my goodness, right? What about the sin? First of all, if you have a church, I'm specifically thinking back centuries, okay, into what referred to as the Dark Ages in the medieval times. If you have a church that's filled with multitudes of people that have never experienced any of this, then you're going to have to be trying to control them through ordinances, because that life has not happened in them. They haven't been raised up into that newness of life by the energy of God. They're still people, quote, in sin. They may be going to church, but it hadn't happened. Okay? So you got a problem. So what you do is you come up with all the rules and ordinances, and then you can pick a flavor, whatever denomination you want to walk toward or into. They have, like, okay, well, God blotted out the handwriting of the ordinances, so we're going to write some new ones, okay? We're going to bring them up to date, so maybe you got out of those, but you're not going to get out of these, right? Because this is us. And that is the stupidest thing. Why would anyone believing into Jesus want to absolutely, and please hear me, not intentionally, they're not trying to be ugly, but they're absolutely mocking the blood of Jesus. You're saying, I know that's what it says, but you didn't really do that. Because after all, I'm looking around all these people doing everything wrong, and somebody's got to do something. And then occasionally you'll come across one of those people who says, because I'm doing something wrong, and maybe I need to do something, right? But most of them are looking at other people. And those people would never think that what you're actually saying is that what it says that Jesus did, he didn't really do. But that's in fact what we're saying. Come to grips with it, right? What about the sin? This is where it's cool. Well, it's all cool, sorry. Years ago, I came across a guy named Frederick Bastiat. Y'all familiar with that? Okay. He was an economist. You could also call him kind of a political science person. History. He was from France, spent time in the United States. And in 1850, not long before he died, he wrote a book called The Law. Y'all familiar with that? It's a little book. Powerful little book, okay? And in it, he said something that when I learned it decades ago, I've never forgotten it. Very much a part of my conversation In fact, it happened a couple of weeks ago when I was talking to somebody about it, about the law. And what he said is that law is neutral at best. Law is neutral at best. And what that means is law is very negative, okay? It is, you can't do this, right? As law should be neutral at best. His premise was, if you cross over into positive, then you're making people do things, right? And the law is not intended for that. The law is intended to restrict through punishment or threat of punishment, the lawless people, right? Paul even writes and says, you know, the law was made for lawless people. And we all understand that, right? If you hadn't done anything wrong, then it was not for you. If you don't want to kill anybody anyway, you don't have to have a law that says you can't, right? The law, if you're not lusting after somebody's wife, then you don't have to say you can't commit adultery, right? Because you don't want to, right? So the law is there for lawless people, and the law should be neutral at best because it's predominantly negative. Now stay with this thought. As I'm thinking about that, that's man's relationship with man. The curious thing that kind of, I can't believe I've never thought about it before. Jesus said in John 13:34, Jesus said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. Now for a moment, we'll think of this commandment like as in a 10, right? This is a command, do this. It's actually in totally, and we'll get there, okay? Jesus said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should also love one another. James wrote and called that the royal law of love, right? They asked Jesus, what's the greatest commandment? John 12:30-31. And he said, hear, Israel, Lord your God is one God, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your cardia, your intentions, motivations, all of your dianoia, all of your deep thoughts and meditations, all of your suke, all of your desires and affection, with all of your ishkus,